Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Spring grazing restrictions to protect desert tortoise go into effect. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management took action March 1st to protect the desert tortoise from harmful livestock grazing by putting grazing restrictions into effect for spring. Last fall, U.S. Interior Department Judge Harvey Switzer upheld BLM's science-based arguments for endangered species protection and recovery by seasonally limiting damaging livestock grazing on over 500,000 acres of fragile public lands habitat within the 11.5 million acres administered by BLM in the California Desert Conservation Area. Switzer, acting under rarely designated secretarial-level authority, agreed with arguments that livestock eat important tortoise food plants, leaving the reptiles with a junk food diet and therefore harming their recovery. Moving cattle to other parts of allotments in the spring so tortoises can eat is not too much to ask of ranchers who are grazing the public lands for private gain, said Daniel Patterson. It is especially critical in this year's extreme drought. The scarce annual plants and wildflowers that pop up are critical nutrition for tortoises. The spring tortoise protections arise from the carefully negotiated California Desert Conservation Area lawsuit settlement. This landmark agreement helps BLM partially implement the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's 1994 Desert Tortoise Recovery Plan recommendations for livestock reduction and removal from critical habitat. It is scientifically shown that livestock mow down spring annual plants essential to tortoise health and reproduction. The hooved livestock also trample burrows, killing tortoises inside or wrecking their homes. If permittees fail to comply by not moving cattle, they'll face trespass fines, extension of the grazing restrictions, herd size reductions, impoundment of cattle, and possible loss of public lands grazing privileges. Conservation groups and BLM are conducting separate on-the-ground compliance monitoring efforts. Appeal stops timber sale on north rim of Grand Canyon. In response to an appeal by a coalition of conservation groups representing over 70,000 people, including the Center for Biological Diversity, Sierra Club Grand Canyon chapter in the Southwest Forest Alliance, the Kaibab National Forest has withdrawn the proposed East Rim timber sale located on the north rim of the Grand Canyon less than 3 miles from Grand Canyon National Park. The plateau contains some of the most extensive remaining tracts of old-growth ponderosa pine forests in the Southwest, as well as a diverse mixed conifer forest and large stands of aspen. Renowned for its wildlife, the plateau is home to the densest breeding populations of northern goshawks in North America, the endemic Kaibab squirrel, the endangered Apache trout, and well-known Kaibab mule deer herd. Newly appointed Kaibab Forest Supervisor Mike Williams withdrew the East Rim decision because the Forest Service failed to adequately consider the sale's impact on wildlife species. "We are encouraged by the decision to withdraw the East Rim timber sale," stated Brian Segee, appeals coordinator with the Center for Biological Diversity. "We will not be satisfied, however, until the Forest Service commits to protecting all of the remaining old-growth forest on the Kaibab Plateau. Not one more large tree should be logged in the North Rim," concluded Segee. The North Rim, particularly the Kaibab Plateau where the sale is located, has long been recognized as a paradise for wildlife. President and sportsman Teddy Roosevelt was so impressed by the area that in 1906 he designated it the Grand Canyon Game Preserve, the only such preserve in the nation, and demanded that it be set apart forever for the use and benefit of our people as a whole and not sacrificed to the short-sighted greed of a few. The plateau has also been designated a national natural landmark for the protection of the Kaibab squirrel. Found nowhere else in the world, the Kaibab squirrel is a classic example of evolution through geographic isolation, every bit as significant as Darwin's finches on the Galapagos Islands. Challenging the East Rim timber sales is the first action of a new Southwest Forest Alliance campaign called Old Growth Forever. With this campaign, environmental groups in Arizona are seeking to stop logging of rare old-growth trees by having the North Kaibab designated an old-growth preserve. For more information, go to www.biologicaldiversity.org. That's www.biologicaldiversity.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and buy, see the friends.